Hello. Hi. So not too long ago, I posted my shenanigans back during my denial December back in 2017, and I read up to like my fifth post or something like that, and I got some requests to continue the streak of me reading and playing because some people are curious what happened. Or maybe you just want to hear me come. So I guess I'll start playing and read stuff. Yeah, so here it goes. Okay, I can be serious, I swear. So, denial December number 6. So this was from the 4th of December 2017, and it reads: So the day's almost over. It has been a one edge sort of day. My morning task only brought me to one edge, and I have been quite occupied, so I wouldn't have been able to edge until now anyway. But the rest of the day is technically a no-touch day, so that's what I'm doing. We'll see if I get an impromptu evening test today, but even if I don't, I don't mind. I spend a large part of the day chatting with my I spent woman. Learn to write. Sorry, guys. Okay. This is what's happening when I'm not reading a script and I'm reading my own shit, okay? You're gonna hear me talk, and you're gonna hear me ramble, and you're gonna hear a ridiculous amount of giggling. So, I guess you've been warned. Okay. I spent a large part of the day chatting with my controller, and that was very enjoyable. So, today has been quite successful, even if I only edged once. Current edge count: 36. I think I did the edge count throughout this entire time because I was keeping track. Ooh, what's this? Oh. Oh. Yeah, okay, we're not reading that. Wasn't my post. It was like a reblog. Yeah, no, we're not reading reblogs. Sorry for the gap. Okay, this is a huge. I guess this was a big day. Okay. Denial December number 7. So these last few days were something else. We'll be talking about the evening of the 4th of the month and the 5th, as well as what happened today on the 6th. Oh, okay. So we're the 6th of December. So the 4th, as stated in my last post, was spent talking a lot to my controller. It was very fun, and during the evening, I started getting quite horny. I was allowed to play then, which felt really good. I was then asked to give Manny Poppins a ruined orgasm. Fuck. He stopped me from going over when I was very close, which was frustrating. So that gave me an edge for the evening. I was then told to touch again and go over and ruin. Oh. I held the edge for what felt like an eternity because I'm supposed to hold them until I fear going over, and it really plays with your mind to ruin on purpose. Accidents are one thing, but knowing you're going to ruin, not a good feeling. So I finally got over the edge and ruined my orgasm. Hard. Ugh, fuck. Why? It was a very different experience from my past ruins. They seemed to be getting worse. I had a lot of aftershocks where my body just twitched and my back arched uncontrollably. It was not good, and I was really out of it afterwards. And then the 5th. Oh man. I was on no touch all day and got teased pretty much the entire day. In the evening, I talked with Matty Poppins, and he just kept spinning me into a horny fog, a very, very horny fog. At one point, I believe I had a mini mental orgasm just from our discussions. Of course, it's nothing like a real orgasm, but it's still rather cool. Mental orgasms. I used to be able to do those. Yeah, they do exist. It's a thing. It's not made up. It's an actual thing. Anyway, on with what I was writing. What am I reading? There. Then I'm gonna da 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 da. Sorry. I keep forgetting I'm recording. Okay. I'm so bad at this. Okay. Then an amazing thing happened. Oh my god, he let me edge. Yes. And it didn't take very long to reach it. I was then instructed to put 3 fingers into myself, which also caused me to edge. Person listening, I do not remember the last time I put 3 fingers into myself. I really don't. At all. Yeah, no clue. It's probably hasn't happened since then. No, I'm kidding. But it's been a while. After that, the unthinkable happened. I still can't believe it myself. He told me I could come. Fuck, what? Are we like on day 5? He said, since I've been such a good girl, that he would let me come. But I should only come if I believe I deserve it. If I really wanted it. He reminded me about all the other girls currently on denial this December. You've been very good these last few days, and you deserve to come. But do you really deserve to come more than they do? How would you feel knowing they're denied while you come? How would they feel? Are they not good girls too? I'll wait for your answer. There are no quotation marks. I have no idea what happened there. But anyway. So I did what any good girl would do. I edged a 3rd time and then stopped. Then I asked. Oh no, I don't even want to read this out loud. Oh, please don't let me come. Please deny me. Now, I don't know if that was the best decision, but it was the only one I felt I could make. I just kept thinking of all the other girls and boys in a similar situation and the people who are gracious enough to follow my journey, and I couldn't let them all down. I couldn't let myself down. I wanted to come, but I wanted to be better. I didn't want to give up so soon. It was only day 5. Oh, man. Feels like so much more than that. I was completely drained of energy after everything that happened those 2 days. I've been in a fog most of my day today. It's just been a blur. My tasks also changed today to be easier on me. I simply have to do 2 edges. I'm actually looking forward to it. And tomorrow is a new day. Current edge count, 40 edges and 1 ruin. And it was posted on the 6th of December, 2017. A lot happened. I ruined and I begged not to come. Whew. You see, my dedication was something else back then. Today, well, I can't guarantee that I'd be that dedicated. Orgasms, man. Denial December number 8. The morning task. 1 edge in the morning, which I did when I woke up. Then take some lube. Put it in yourself and spread it around. Fuck, I remember this. Well, I wasn't too sure how I should put... What? Oh, I wasn't... I can't even read. I wasn't too sure how much I should put. My controller tried to explain how much, but I still wasn't too sure. So I just put a lot. I kept getting worried that that it didn't go in properly or enough, so I just put more. Then I scrambled to get ready, feeling my wetness with every step. I sat down to put on my shoes and felt myself gush. The point of this task is to be aware of my wetness and therefore my arousal. It's also to prepare myself for if and when I get drippy from arousal. Now, I've never been that drippy, but I know my controller is planning on changing that. It's never happened. I've never been drippy. All this to say, I am very aware of how soaked I currently am. Which, 7th of December 2017. So yeah, I had, like, squirted a ridiculous amount of lube. inside of myself. It was an experience. So denial, December, number 9. Current edge count, 47 and 1 ruin. Promised number of edges, 100. This morning, I was so ridiculously horny from dripping all that lube. It just turned me on so much to feel that wet. I wanted to be filled so badly. I had some meetings. I was quite busy, so I forgot about it quite often, but there were little things throughout the day that kept bringing it back to mind. Naming the evening task was to play with my new G-spot vibrator without turning it on. Just use it as a dildo and make sure my wrists and ankle cuffs were on. Well, I did even better than that. I clipped my ankle cuffs together to limit my movement, which left me on my knees pretty much the entire session, and I refused to touch my clit. Simply used my so-called dildo. So how did I do? I managed 4 edges. 4 edges without it vibrating and without touching my... How did I do that? 4 edges from penetration. I had to take breaks between edges because I was scared to tip over. So that means I gave up the possibility of 4 vaginal orgasms. Oh my god, that's so sad. Oh, I never come from penetration. What? This is where I would put my sanity into question. Yes, you should. Past self. On the other hand, I really am enjoying my denial this month with my controller. Week 1 complete. That's the 7th of December, 2017. Fuck. So you see, denial and edging. This is a parenthesis here. Really, really keeps you on, well, edge. And excessively horny. And it brings you to the edge of orgasm. Like, the more you edge, the easier it is to do. And then you can, like, get to the edge of orgasm, like, really quick. Which is amazing. So, edge a little bit. And then, edging from penetration is a possibility. But, like, no edging at all, then you can't. Like, I can't. Well, maybe I can, but it would take, like, way too long. Anyway, parentheses closed. Fucking horny. Okay. Denial December number 10. Okay, so this morning has been a whirlwind. And it's not even 11 a.m. Oh my god, I posted that early. So I was tasked to hump a pillow while stuffed with my vibe for 30 minutes. Well, I was 2 minutes in when I got a slight adjustment. I was asked to ride my G-spot vibe instead with the pillow. It wasn't really working for me, so we decided that I was to hump the vibrating toy on top of my pillow. I didn't think I liked humping pillows. Well, I can't say I didn't enjoy this. I actually really liked it by the end. I reached the edge 6 times in that half an hour. Fuck. Every time I edged, I stopped for a little bit and paused my timer. It was intense. Then after getting ready, I was to stuff a pair of underwear into myself. Shit. I've never done this before. But I knew about the task in advance, so I had time to mentally prepare, although I only had 8 minutes to get it in, and I didn't manage a perfect job. But I did what I could. I also edged while and before inserting it to make it easier. So I edged 3 times during that experience. Then I dressed with a pair of underwear on top and dressing it up for work. I'm allowed to remove them anytime at work, preferably not before 10 a.m. In fact, I promise not to remove them before 9 a.m. So now I'm sitting in my favorite cafe. Oh, I remember that. Writing this text after eating breakfast. My belly and my hole are stuffed. And I can't ignore it. I'm sitting, oh fuck, I'm gonna... Oh shit. I can't even finish it. Oh, I'm coming. Man, I wanted to hold out way longer than that. Darn it. I'm sorry. Why am I sorry? Man. Okay, I'll finish the story for you guys. Since I already came. Okay. Breathing. Learn to breathe again, woman. Okay. And I can't ignore it. I'm starting to slowly get used to it. But I can't stop thinking about it. It's there, stretching me, keeping me open, keeping me stuffed. A constant reminder of my denial and the rabbit hole I fell down. The ride in was hard. Sitting and standing feel different, but both are intense. Sneezing and coughing make me feel like the thong is falling out. Although, I don't think it can. Oh, did I mention I'm wearing heels? So yeah, I'm not just stuffed, I'm stuffed in heels. It definitely changes my gait. My legs stay close together, my steps are smaller, at least at work. I can change shoes, but I don't know if bending down to make the change is really worth it at this point. I just feel so full, and it's not going to stop. There is no ignoring this. And I have to edge, if possible, before removing them. Oh, God. This is only the 8th of the month. What other things are in store for me? Current edge count 56 out of 100 and one ruin on the 8th of December, 2017. Now I know I came a little early, but I hope this still turned you on, dear listener. I hope you came, and if you didn't, I hope you come to something soon, because orgasms are amazing, and if you're on denial, and you can't come, then I understand your pain, so please just edge for me, just one more time, okay? I know you can do it. Bye.